Welcome to the Altus Group podcast series. Today we're speaking with Selena Longway, a director at Altus Group, who will be discussing her upcoming IPT 2016 conference panel presentation, which is titled Inventory Reporting, Assessment, and Appeal, Gap Cost versus Fair Market Value. And Selena, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. Matt, thank you very much.
Good. Well, thanks for joining us, and thanks for coming back on the line, and really appreciate your time today. So let's jump right in. Please give us a high-level overview of your upcoming IPT 2016 conference panel presentation.
Sure. So as you mentioned, I'm talking about inventory. I will be speaking with Rick Duncan, who is an attorney with the firm Blackwell & Duncan in Plano, Texas. And Rick and I have worked together on this topic many times, helping taxpayers through the appeal process as relates to inventory. So inventory is taxed as personal property in about 10 states. And for taxpayers in those states, particularly those in manufacturing, distribution, and retail, inventory can make up a very significant portion of their property tax. So it's an important topic. We do a lot of work for our clients in this area, and there are a lot of ways to approach the issue of inventory valuation. So we really just want to talk in general about how you report it, how it gets assessed, and then in the event that an appeal is necessary, what options are there, and how might you approach the jurisdiction with the appeal. So, this is, again, something that Rick and I have done together many times. Our goal is always to help our clients through this process and get to the right value without having to appeal, but sometimes we need to go there, and so that's why I think it's important to get the legal perspective on this as well, so that as we're talking about how to gather data and put together the case for reporting, we also have the end game in mind and are thinking about what kind of documentation and support might be necessary in the event that litigation becomes necessary.
Excellent. Thank you, Selena. Let's dive a little bit deeper. I understand that a key part of the discussion will be about how, when it comes to the assessment of inventory, it's often assumed that the cost equals fair market value. Tell us a little bit more about this.
Sure. So in most of the states that tax inventory as personal property, the premise of value is fair market value or something similar. However, the way that the inventory gets reported through the annual filing process often is deceptively simple in that most of the return instructions just ask for cost. They don't necessarily prompt the taxpayer to report any kind of opinion of value. And cost, there are a lot of reasons why when it comes to inventory, cost almost always does not equal fair market value. For example, for GAAP purposes, there might be costs that are capitalized into the cost of inventory, such as overhead costs, maybe related to distribution, material handling, that sort of thing, that for property tax purposes shouldn't be taxed. So there is a disconnect between what you've got in terms of gap cost and ultimately what the value should be for property tax purposes. Another good example of where the cost itself might be inaccurate from a property tax standpoint is vendor credits. A lot of times retailers and distributors will negotiate credits with their vendors that don't run through an inventory account and are therefore never reflected in the cost of the inventory itself. So that's something that we need to take into consideration because it has an impact on the value of inventory from a property tax perspective. Then there are other adjustments related more to value than cost, such as obsolescence. There are a lot of other factors that may be industry or taxpayer specific that impact the value of the inventory, and those things need to be quantified and reported in order for the assessment to reflect the fair market value of the inventory.
That's great. Let's shift a little bit and tell us about some of the practical solutions for arriving at a fair assessment of inventory, which you'll be covering on the panel. So I'd love to hear more about that.
Sure. So our goal is to, like you said, give some practical solutions and alternatives to potentially costly appraisals of inventory, because that's one way to go about it, is to bring in a third-party appraiser and actually have them assign a value to your inventory. And that can be a very effective way to get a reduction. But the downside to that is that it becomes an annual process where the taxpayer then needs to engage that appraiser and go through that process of conducting the appraisal on an annual basis in order to get to the value each year. We like to try to find ways to gather data from internal sources that get us to the right answer in a slightly different way, but in a way that once the methodology is established, the taxpayer can carry it forward year over year with minimal incremental time and effort, but get to a really good answer and a really well-supported answer, which is important, particularly in those states like Georgia that tax inventory and also have routine audits of personal property tax. This is a way of getting at a number for inventory that you can come back to 3 or 4 years down the road if you come under audit and provide support for exactly the numbers that you reported that are very specific to your business. So we'll talk about the data gathering process internally within the company, where you need to go to get the data you need, what kind of reports you might rely on, what you need to do to document the numbers that end up on your returns, considerations for what you actually disclose on your return if you're taking both cost and value adjustments, and to talk about that in the context of statutory reporting requirements in a couple of different states that tax inventory. And then last but not least, we'll talk about, in the event that you end up in an appeal situation, how you go about presenting the inventory case to the assessor first, and then if necessary to an administrative appeal board or even in a court situation.
That's great. Now let's talk about the learning objectives that you want to convey during the panel. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so the learning objectives that we've laid out and that we hope people will get out of this session will be to identify valid cost and value adjustments for inventory in the context of statutory definitions, to integrate inventory and cost value adjustments into initial filings and then support them under audit, evaluate the cost benefit of appraising the inventory versus developing an internal reporting methodology that's based on quantifiable adjustments within your company's GL or inventory control system, and also preparing documentation to support an appeal or an informal assessor negotiation.
That's great. Sounds like a wonderful presentation and a lot of learning objectives there for potential people who want to come check it out. Selena, anything else to add today? Anything we may have missed?
Yeah, I just said if anybody's listening to this who intends to be at the conference and thinks that they might sit in on our inventory session, Rick and I would welcome any questions ahead of time. We like having an interactive session. It's always better to get some dialogue going. So if there are any burning issues related to inventory that anyone would like to send our way, please feel free to send us an email through our website.
Perfect. That sounds great. And what a great way to end this interview. For all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Altus Group podcast interview with Selena Longway, who's a director at Altus Group, and she shared some insights on her upcoming IPT 26 conference panel presentation, which is entitled Inventory Reporting, Assessment, and Appeal, Gap Cost versus Fair Market Value. And Selena, as always, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.